time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey, it's me, Rabbi Brian. I'm glad you're listening to this podcast. I want to talk about the normal force. The normal force. Now, I remember in high school physics learning about this thing called the normal force. It was said that the force of gravity pulls everything down, and it's this normal force that counteracts gravity and pushes up. Which is why everything doesn't just collapse down into the center of the earth and smush in forever. I remember having a project in science class where we had to draw a crane. And we had to draw all the places where gravity was pulling down at every 5-foot interval. And I put in all the places where gravity was pulling down. And I got the paper back and I had failed it because I forgot to put in 50% of all of the other forces involved, which was the normal force that was pulling the crane up, pushing against gravity. I never really understood this normal force. To be honest, I don't quite understand the gravity thing either. I mean, but if I throw up a ball, I know it comes back down. But what keeps the ball, when it hits the ground, at rest on the ground? Why doesn't it keep going down until it smushes? The answer is this normal force. All right, physics lesson over. How about you when you're sitting where you are right now? Are you allowing the chair to lift you up as your body is pushing down? When you lay in bed, can you just relax into the bed enough and allow that normal force to hold you up? I had a lot of time after my surgery to contemplate this as I didn't do much except stay in bed all day. It's this notion that we're held or supported. I think we do a horrible job at it. Feeling supported, feeling connected to the ground, and feeling pushed upwards from the ground, that the ground wants to support us. I know it's just a slight way of changing the way we think about things, but it's kind of profound. The world wants to support me. With lots of love, I'm Rabbi Brian.